Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And what a show we have for you today. Lots to get into. I'm telling you, we all are excited that the games are near. That it looks like the games will soon be here. But there is still plenty of sports stuff to talk about. Narrative after narrative. Comment after comment. I mean, there's just tons of stuff to get into. And we will do just that. Today, there is NBA talk, there is NFL talk, and there is stuff about bubbles and all that. We got some great guests for you, too. Starting off with our man, Robert Smith, Fox football analyst, former Pro Bowl running back, and as Rob and I have said often, the second greatest light-skinned running back of all time.
Who's
right, Rob?
One?
Franco Harris.
Oh, Franco, there you go.
Yep.
He was smart,
yep.
Too. He used to run out of bounds instead of taking those extra
he
hits.
He sure did. Jim Brown used to be upset with him.
And they used to all rip on him. And look, Franco Harris got his faculties, Chris. He's good to go.
Yeah,
I'm not
yep.
mad at him.
I'm not mad at him at all. He won 4 Super Bowls. He's a yep. Hall of Famer. And he can walk.
And he can walk. And there's no reason to take an extra hit for half a yard you're not getting. Am I right?
I'm with you.
Don't
I love Big Franco. He was one of my favorite players, me being a huge Steelers fan back in the day. So I am with that. All right. Well, you just heard my guest. How are you, man? How was your weekend?
What do you mean, guest?
Not my guest. My bad. My partner.
Oh, wow. I'm a guest now, you know?
That was a total slip of the tongue.
Yeah, I didn't get the memo. My contract extension, it's not happening.
Scott didn't
Rob, tonight is your last show, and okay, thank you.
How was your weekend? Good weekend?
Not much going on, but it is what it is. It's summertime. It just feels so weird. And you know, Chris, here in Los Angeles, they just shut down everything again.
I was going to say, they're tightening up. So was it shut down this haircuts. Weekend or that just started?
It just started today. No haircuts.
So no more haircuts. Wow.
Nope. The gyms are shut down again. We're going backwards.
It's basically back to square one where you're
supposed to stay in the house for the most part. It's beautiful out. The weather's great and there's nowhere to go. And you could still eat outside, Chris. That's about all you can do.
So you can at least do that. Are you a walker? Because I'm walking, man.
No, I do. I walk around.
Around the neighborhood. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in a neighborhood that's walkable and Culver City is right around the way. You know Culver City, Chris, is a real walking kind of place and stuff. So, yeah, it's all good. But I'm pumped to go. Another Deadspin column in the books today. And tomorrow we got a little trash talking on Deadspin as well. Can't wait for that. So I'm good to go.
And on the iCouple, we are back. The phone lines are working again. So you will be able to call in. So at the 20-minute mark, Rob, as we do every week, every hour, you guys will get to call in and voice your views.
We felt a little naked without our listeners, right?
Yeah. I mean, I like it. And it's good, you know, to get the feedback on, because you know what? Half the time, you and I are kind of disagreeing, at least half the time. So it's good to get the feedback, see who the fans, you know, agree with and, you know, things like that. So, it adds a little flavor.
No doubt.
So with that said, let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got Don Adams in on the ones and the twos for DJ Alex Teichert.
I thought it was Don Brown. What's his name?
I'm sorry. What? I'm Don Adams today.
Adams is from Get Smart. I'm like, Don Adams, Don Brown. If you ask him again, he'll knock you down.
There it is, Don Brown. How could I forget that, especially with you keep saying that corny line.
That's all right. Don loves it.
That was bad Leroy Brown, right? The baddest man in the whole dang town.
Uh-oh, I just got a text from Scott Shapiro, and it says, you ready? From our boss, Mr. Parker, thank you for your contributions on FSR. It's been a wonderful ride. Wow.
It slipped, right? I didn't mean to let the cat out of the bag.
Let the cat out of the bag. Rob G, once he gets back, he'll sit in here. There you go.
Yes. But
it'll be Martin Weiss. He came in and filled in for you, Chris, and they decided to replace me.
I mean, Martin was talking mad junk. Like, was he that good? Really?
He did a good job. I don't know about replacing you.
He had me scared for a minute. But anyway, on the updates is the man, Ralph Irvin, leader of the Big Three. Let's get it going, Robin. Let's start. You mentioned it. You wrote a strong column on Deadspin about how, of course, by now, most people know, certainly all basketball fans, that the NBA players, most of them, will have a social justice slogan or word on the back of their jerseys instead of their last names, if they want. And big names are saying that they're not going to have the slogan on the back. Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, I believe, just said he was not going to do it as well. And the biggest of them all, though, the face of the league, LeBron James, who has been, you know, I mean, his social justice resume is strong. It's stronger than anybody in the league right now. But he has decided he is not going to have a slogan. He's going to have his last name on his jersey. And we'll get into all that. And that's what you, Rob, you wrote a strong column about that. But first, let's hear from Charles Barkley, friend of the show. He commented on CNBC on Friday about the notion of the slogans, the phrases, the Black Lives Matter on the court, and so on and so forth.
Obviously, we need police reform and prison reform, but the media, you know, we all got a job to do, and they're going to spend all their time on what's on somebody's jersey and what's on the buses and who's kneeling and who's not kneeling, and that's going to defeat the purpose. My concern is this turning this thing into a circus instead of trying to do some good stuff.
All right, Rob, since you wrote the column, you want to take the first stab at this.
Yeah, my whole thing was, Chris, obviously, and I said that there, you know, you could debate, because we talked about it on the show last week, about whether or not the NBA just should have allowed people to say whatever they wanted to say rather than a or words or whatever.
We lost you for a second.
You got me?
Yeah, everything good over there?
Okay.
We got you now, but it dropped for about 3 seconds.
Okay, I was saying, you know, the league approved 29 words or phrases, Chris, to go on the back of your jersey.
Right.
And I thought LeBron missed what I would call a bunny or a layup. LeBron said nothing really registered with him. I don't know. I got the feeling that because he wasn't consulted about this, that maybe kind of turned his nose up to it, soured a little bit. I'm not surprised that Anthony Davis followed suit. Whatever LeBron does seems like Anthony Davis will do. So he's not his own guy,
or
at least
guy.
It doesn't seem like that. Well, I'm just saying that's what it seems like.
Nah, I know what you're saying.
And in LeBron's case, I thought he missed an opportunity, Chris, because LeBron started like a voting organization to try to get people to register to vote and to vote. So I thought,
which is great.
Which is, I'm giving him credit, him and some high-profile other athletes and entertainers. Yep. And Chris, he could have put vote, if you looked at the picture that they photoshopped on Deadspin, it had vote on the back of LeBron's jersey. And I thought that would be great. People could look at that. Hey, LeBron has vote. Do you know about his new organization, about registering to vote, and all kinds of stuff like that? And this way, it still will have an impact on the masses. But when the biggest guy in the league and the guy who commands the most attention poo-poos the whole notion of it and doesn't follow suit, it takes away from the whole thing. It'll be like, how come LeBron didn't do it? Oh, this is corny. Oh, this doesn't mean anything. Oh, so to me, it kind of hurt the whole process that the NBA was trying to do, and I thought he missed an opportunity just to get the word out about voting. And I thought that was the one thing, Chris, if nothing else, that to me, because of the organization he started, that could have worked in his favor. I was surprised he didn't put vote on the back of his.
You know, I have to admit, and I was on Undisputed this morning with Skip and Shannon, and I'll certainly give the viewpoint that I shared on that this morning. But I will say, you make a good point. I don't think that the 29 options that the players were given, first of all, I don't like that the players were given options. Like, this is supposed to be being done in the spirit of protest.
Right, and making and your own expression. Right? So your own expression, right?
And freedom of expression. And when the powers that be tell you what, you know, what 29 slogans you can use, that kind of flies in the face of the spirit of protest. So I don't like that. I think, Robin, and we talked about it, I think what they should have done is the Players Association, and who was involved, from what I'm told, in these, you know, 29 words and slogans that they chose. But the Players Association and the league should have said, look, guys, we need your slogan, your phrase, your word that you're going to have on the back of your jersey by July 16th, whatever date they would have given them, because we have to get it put on your jerseys. And so that's your deadline. No profanity, no curse words, anything like that. But send it in by the 16th, and then you vet it that way. You know, and if anything is untoward and just isn't, you know, you just can't have on a jersey, then you can tell that player, look, you got to get a new one quickly, too, or go with your last name. But I think that's how they should have done it. And I salute Jaylen Brown and Mike Scott, who are players that came out. And to be honest, Rob, LeBron seemed to feel this way, because if you look at his statement, what he said was, I did have a few, you know, things I had thought about. I had some ideas that I wanted to put on the back of the jersey, and I think he was a bit turned off I think in part because of what you and I have said that, hey, why are you limiting what guys can say? And I think, Rob, and again, but I will say this, vote. You make a good point. I disagree. Like, I'm fine with LeBron not doing it.
Right.
But you do make a good point. I mean, there's no doubt that, especially with him starting the voting program, which is
that it works for him, right?
That it's up his alley. For him, right. I think generally, I mean, obviously we all know to vote. Everybody's going to be telling everybody to vote, these black celebrities and entertainers and athletes. They're going to be telling people to vote. But it would have jived right with what his campaign is. So I think that's a good point that you make. But I just feel like the point of having the names on the back of the jerseys, it should be to spark a conversation or be thought-provoking. So like you said, I mean, if you have something really thought-provoking on the back of the jersey, the journalists are going to have to ask you about it. Like I said last week, I think they should have had reparations or reparations now or Black Wall Street or HBCU, something where a journalist is going to say, why'd you have HBCU on the back of your jersey? You know, and then you can talk about it and use your platform and maybe even spark a discussion about it, you know, in the public. But where I think most of the slogans, justice, equality, respect me, love me, I think is even one, you know, things like that. Vote generally, but it, like I said, it would have fit LeBron. I just think most of them are pretty innocuous. And so I get it. If that's why LeBron didn't do it, I fully understand that. But I do expect him to still use the platform to speak out on issues, including the vote.
Yep. No, I think that there will be that. It just seemed like it would have been easy with everybody watching him. It would have just fit. I thought that that wouldn't have been a stretch for LeBron. He wouldn't have been going off his brand, Chris, right? He wouldn't have been doing something wacky and strange. And people go, what? What does LeBron have on there? I think that it worked. And I'm just surprised that he didn't do it. But it'll be interesting to hear what people have to say.
Well, it's also surprising, Rob, quickly, that LeBron wasn't consulted. That is bizarre. Like, I'm shocked.
You
and
know that that's part of why his panties are in a bunch.
Maybe. I mean, I don't like the idea, Rob. And I'm not, I think the league means well, and I think it's any players that put anything on their jersey, I'm fine with it. But it just seems too, you know, the powers that be are giving you permission. And one thing about LeBron, he doesn't like being dictated to. I'm not saying he won't ever, you know, buy into what authority's saying, but he doesn't like being dictated to. And I think this kind of felt like, really? I mean, you're giving us permission, limiting us to this. So, but you know, who knows? I'm not in his head. You might be right. But it is surprising he didn't have any say in that, because I know the Players Association did.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Here's Pat Mahomes talking about how many rings he wants.
I don't know if there's a number. I mean, obviously, you try to chase greatness, and Tom's got six, so I'm going to try to do whatever I can to at least get to that number. I understand how hard that is, how really, I mean, it was a one-of-a-kind thing for Tom to be able to get to 9 Super Bowls and win 6 of them, and so I'm just going to go about the process every single day of trying to make myself better and do whatever I can to make the Kansas City Chiefs better.
I like it. No, I don't like it. I love it. He had the guts. He had the fortitude. He had the courage to put it out there. Yes, I want to be the GOAT. I want 6 rings. I'm not afraid to say it because Aaron Rodgers only has one and Drew Brees only has one and Peyton Manning only has 2. You think I'm satisfied with an MVP and a Super Bowl ring in my first 2 years as a starter? I am not content. Oh, you think a $500 billion contract is going to take away my hunger? I am hungry. I am thirsty. I am starving for rings.
Chris, is it 503 million or billion? What are you saying?
Million. Did I say billion? Million. I'm excited.
503 billion.
I told you I like it. Million. 503 million.
What? All right. You're a little too... Calm down. You just had a
frustration. I like it. Not every player, Robbie, and I think you agree with me on this. Not every player would have it in them to even put that out there. Six rings. And I'm not going to sit here and predict he's going to get six. But I'm just saying, I like that such a young guy who already has accomplished so much is willing to put it out there and say, yep, that's the goal. Six or more.
If he was really all that, he would have said
really?
Seven.
Not all that?
No, he would have said seven. Why would you agree to just want to tie Tom Brady?
Because he knows
why
his numbers
seven?
Are going to be,
no, why
be
not
light
say
years
seven?
Ahead of Brady.
If he was all that with all the swag, he would have said seven. Or he would have said, I'm going to go 9-0.
He said at least,
no,
Rob.
No,
he said
I'm
at least,
about that.
He said that's, at least six. At least admit that's six and a half.
That's half-hearted. And when he gets sick like Tom Brady.
No, at least.
He should have stuck his chest out, turned up the bass in his voice, which I'm not sure is really there. And he should have said, I want more than Tom Brady. Tom Brady went to 9 Super Bowls. I want to be 9-0. I want to be better than Michael Jordan. I want to be better than Tom Brady. Where's all that bravado? He lost that. He didn't have the courage or the guts to say he wanted that. I want the same as Tom Brady.
No, he didn't say that. He said at least.
At least? What does that mean? Stick, talk.
Six, seven, or eight.
Talk a big game. You heard LeBron. You remember LeBron? That's what he sounded like to me.
LeBron had not one.
Not three, not four, not five.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference.
LeBron didn't answer the bell.
LeBron
didn't get there. He didn't win them, Chris. He talked a big game. They danced on the stage in Miami. They had fireworks. They had bottles of wine and champagne. It didn't come through.
I didn't
through.
See all that.
I thought it was something like that. What was Miami? You know, I just figured that there was something.
It was in the back, all right? It wasn't on stage. But no, look, Rob, he's got something LeBron didn't have at that point. LeBron had not yet proven he can
Doesn't
win a championship.
But LeBron,
this kid's already proven it.
When LeBron put that team together, Chris, everybody and their uncle were like, oh, wow. I mean, how are they not going to lose? And LeBron lost. He lost. And he didn't do anything special in
Why
Miami.
Why is LeBron in this conversation?
Well, because we've heard this before. We're going to replay
he didn't
this.
Say not
we're going to replay
not
this
two.
When Pat Mahomes is still looking for his second championship 8 years
so,
in.
So, all right.
We're
going
to play
so
that.
You went there.
Right?
Let's go there. All right. For some reason, Fox Bet, which is usually incredibly reliable, I guess it's not their fault. They're just putting it out there. They got the over-under on Mahomes' future, Rob, future Super Bowls at 1.5. So that means they're saying, does he win two or does he win three? They're saying the over-under is that he wins two. Okay. I'm saying, Rob, he's getting at least three, not three more, but at least three total Super Bowls. And I'm willing to put my money where my mouth, because you got a crazy prediction. I'm not even going to spoil it. You go ahead and share that lunatic prediction that you made in the pre-show meeting.
I'll give you, here's a name of some really great quarterbacks in the NFL.
No, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Hold on. Let me get out
when
my list.
When you get to the one that's as good as Mahomes, let me know.
Quarterbacks, well, I don't know. He's only played a couple of years. We got to wait and see.
Who's done what he's done?
We got to see that. But the bottom line, quarterbacks with one or less Super Bowl, right, wins. Phil Simms, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Steve Young, Russell Wilson. Be quiet.
You are disqualified.
Be quiet.
You actually started with Phil Simms?
I'm just giving you
the
names.
He does not belong in the same sentence.
Can I give you the name?
As Patrick Mahomes.
After he won his first one, people thought they were going to win more, and it
didn't
happen.
They didn't think he was. He wasn't
Russell Wilson, for as great as Russell Wilson is, he's waiting for his second. What about Russell Wilson? He's still waiting for his second. How about Brett Favre for all the touchdowns and interceptions he threw?
Well,
all the magic.
That's your lag.
What about Kurt Warner? You remember the greatest show on turf? They couldn't be stopped. The Rams, you remember? Did they win another Super Bowl? No, they didn't. Johnny Unitas, Joe Namath, Dan Marino never won.
Joe Namath?
Jim Kelly won the four straight Super Bowls. He won zero. He went the four straight. Dan Fouts. Air Coryell with the Chargers, zero. Warren.
What does this have to do with the price of tea in China?
Can I talk?
Should I just start bringing up Russell? Let's talk Russell Westbrook. Bring up something relevant. What do these guys have to do with Pat Mahomes?
The point is, that's why Fox Bet only has it at 1.5. because it's so hard to win multiple. Chris, it took even when Peyton Manning for all the Super Bowl MVP, all the MVPs and all the yards and touchdowns, it took a super defense to win him his second. He almost went a whole career with just one, and he beat the lame Chicago Bears for the one in Indianapolis, and then the defense got him the second Super Bowl, and even Eli Manning, he's got two championships. It is very hard. It's very hard.
Now
to win.
Eli Manning is in the same sentence as Pat Mahomes? Stop it.
It's
Stop
very
it.
Hard to win multiple Super Bowls. It's not as easy as you make it out to.
I know it's not
if
easy.
That's the case.
I know it's not case, easy.
Kansas but City this wouldn't have gone kid, 50 years without
we,
winning the Super Bowl.
We have not seen many like this kid, Rob. We can count on one hand how many we've seen like this kid and still have a couple fingers left over. You know that. And you're right. It's not hard. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. But half the guys you named don't even deserve in the same to be in the same
but
paragraph
I'm
as Pat Mahomes. Let alone
won Super Bowls or not. Warren Moon, was he a great quarterback?
Yes he
no,
was
Chris?
Great, but he
All
wasn't
right,
as good as
Super
Pat
Bowls
Mahomes.
Did he win? I'm asking.
That's
you.
Irrelevant. We're
no,
talking about Patrick
Answer
Mahomes.
My question.
You know what?
Answer
you sound.
Question.
You sound, and you probably
Answer
were right
my,
in this. You
Answer
probably were
question.
Right in this. You sound like the guys that were killing Michael Jordan before he'd won a championship. I knew. I was in high school. I was in college watching him while you were writing, oh, he can't win. He's just a scorer. He's not Magic. He's not Bird. He's George Gervin. He doesn't have any. Oh, and he's a two guard. When is the last time a two guard led a team to a championship? He just puts up numbers. He doesn't make his players better. You were writing that, Rob Parker. And I was sitting in college saying, no, Jordan is a winner, and he will prove you wrong, Rob Parker.
You say that. You were too busy failing your math exam in high school. You wish you
High school,
say
I was
that.
Actually good in math in high school.
Were you really?
Pre-calculus, yeah. It was calculus that
Dan Marino, after
me.
His second year in the NFL, everybody thought he was the cat's meow, that he had an upright future. You know how many Super Bowls he got to after that one, Chris? Zero. He
yeah, you
never
proved
got
my
back.
Point. You're
he
proving my point.
Back. My point
you're,
is,
you're proving
it ain't
my
automatic.
Point.
No,
Pat Mahomes has already accomplished more than
no,
Dan Marino.
But he went to one Super Bowl like Marino. He happened to win it because the
happened.
49ers choked. The 49ers choked in the fourth quarter. But the bottom line remains that Dan Marino never got back. And Chris, you can
right,
sit
so
here
look,
and go
look,
two
nah,
and three and
let's,
four.
Let's cut to the
I
chase.
I think it's over.
Because you're
overdone.
Talking all loud. You know, you're big and bad. Yeah. You're saying that. But let's put our money where our mouth is. A pair of Jordans. That's right. I'm ready now. A
look
pair
right.
of Jordans that Pat Mahomes wins another Super Bowl.
No, he has to win
you said,
three.
No,
he
you said
win
he's
three.
Not winning
no.
any.
You
said,
said
he's not winning
no,
another Super
three.
Bowl.
No, the bet is three. That's what you said. He's going to win at least
I
three.
Said, oh,
I'll bet
I,
you that.
I said he
Make
wins
the
two.
Bet, Chris.
Oh,
you
no.
said at least three.
Let me finish. I said he wins two more. You said he wins no more.
No,
so we'll
no.
split it.
No, we're
and
not.
It's in the middle. No.
no.
Now you don't
I
believe.
Want you to pick,
now
I
you
want
don't
you to
believe.
Pick three.
You,
no,
oh, I'm sticking
you
my
said
chest out.
Dan Marino.
What are
you afraid of?
Phil
what are you
Sims,
afraid of?
Eli Manning.
What are you
Drew
afraid
Brees,
of?
Drew Brees. Brett Favre.
What are you afraid
Aaron
of?
Aaron Rodgers. What are you afraid of?
Rob G.
I said we split. We'll bring Rob G on in the break. We'll split it in the middle.
You
in
remember
the
last
middle.
Year?
You
last
know what,
year,
Rob? You know what?
Wait
we're going to ask
hold on.
The fans. We're going
to
ask
no.
the callers.
Hold on. I want
what,
you to
should the bet be two Super Bowls
no,
from here
said
on,
he's
or should it be
Matt,
zero?
Two ain't nothing. Then
no, you said
thing,
he's
Chris.
Not going to win another one.
Chris, here's the other
Did
part.
Did you not say that?
Did we bet about the touchdowns after he had
What's
50?
That got to do
you
with the price of tea in China?
24.
Stop
I told
bringing
you that.
Up irrelevant
I,
stuff.
I was right. I told
Stop
you he wasn't going to
Stop bringing up irrelevant
50.
Stuff.
You said he was going to have 40.
It is fair, Rob. I
you,
said he's...
No,
no
to
let,
beat
let,
Jordan
let's finish.
Ness, he has to have more than that.
Let's and finish.
Two ain't
I said,
nothing.
I said he's going to win
nothing.
Two more at least.
That's
you
three.
Said You said he's not going to win anymore. So let's meet in the middle, which is one more. Because you're scared. No, don't tell me your chest is out. Your chest is actually inverted. Your bass. Don't tell me you got bass in your voice. Because all I hear is treble. You don't want it. You don't want it. False bravado.
No, false bravado from you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chargers, all-pro cornerback, Super Bowl champions, done it all, Chris Harris Jr. Chris, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up?
What's up, my boys? How y'all doing?
We are great, man. It's great to have you on. And you wrote a tremendous article in our column, maybe I should call it, on the Players Tribune. And it was called A Letter to My Black Daughters. Now, you have four daughters. Tell us about the article and what provoked you to write it.
Yeah. I just knew it was a time of just to talk about the race and talk about what black people have gone through during our time period here. And I just thought, for me, my worries are my children and how they're going to grow up and the life that they have to grow up as being a black woman and the challenges and the setbacks that they'll have to face and be able to overcome. So I just wanted to just really share my feelings of how I felt during this whole situation.
What do you make of the movement and what's happened in the country? So much has happened to see so many young people out in the street, black, white, Asian, Mormons. I mean, just all kinds of people out there trying to make some change. We're seeing in the sports world, who would have thought Washington, people have been trying to get the National Football League's Washington franchise to change that nickname forever. It's going to happen. Statues are coming down all over. Uncle Ben's out of work. Aunt Jemima's out of work. I mean, when you see all this going on, what do you make of this?
Yeah, but me, it is a lot going on, and that's why I just sat back and just really learn who I am, sit back and read, and sit back and just read the Bible and learn about Jesus. And that's what I just been doing, man, just trying to study and just sit back and try to figure out what is God trying to tell us during this time and what's the warning. And that's what I've been doing, and that's what I've been just trying to tell my people is just, I know it's a big distraction. It can be a distraction, and we all lives matter. We know, of course, the black lives have definitely been through a lot, but that the main thing is because we don't know who we are. We don't know where we come from. We got to go back and really research ourselves and our families and really see where we come from.
Well, that's a great way to spend your time for sure, brother, especially during this pandemic. Now, you got four daughters. I had two daughters there. I still have two daughters, but they graduated from college. They're 22. And
yeah.
I loved, like I said, your article was just talking about to them about, you know, stuff that they may face, unfortunately, as black children, black women, yeah. black young ladies growing up. How will you, because I walked this line too. I wanted to teach my daughters their history and about being proud to be African-American and so on and so forth. But I didn't want them to grow up feeling like victims. I didn't want them to grow up like feeling like there's danger at every corner, you know, every turn.
Yeah.
So how do you feel like you walk that fine line or you will walk that fine line with your daughters and letting them know what's out there, but empowering them so they don't feel like victims and have a victim mentality?
Oh, yeah. That's the main thing I preach is always to my girls, just be strong. You're strong women. You come with great power, just like me. And really, just being smart, man. You got to tell your women, your girls, hey, you got to go get gas during the day when you're out. Just different specifics of what you got to do to be careful as a woman. Just know your surroundings, know who you with, because that's the type of you got to be careful in that. You got to be mindful of your surroundings now. So, just teaching them the whole game, man. And that's what we got to do. I'm pretty sure you already know.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, I can't imagine having them as young as yours again. But definitely keep you in prayer, bro.
Hey, Chris, let's switch to the football field. And Anthony Lynn at one point a few weeks ago talked about Colin Kaepernick and that he would fit with the Chargers and what you guys do offensively. And did you hear those comments? And what do you think? The idea of maybe adding a Colin Kaepernick and giving him an opportunity to play again in the National Football League. And should he get that?
Yeah. I mean, if it was a situation where he's already been on the team or whatever, something like that, but it's just this situation being in the COVID-19, I think they're comfortable with Tyrod, comfortable with bringing along the rookie. It would be hard for him to make the team, just being real, just under these situations. So it would have to be a perfect fit. Of course, I hope that he gets another chance. He definitely deserves it. But it got to be the perfect fit since we're going through this situation. We're not going to have a lot of time to work together and for the season. So it's just a different type of year.
Chris, Patrick Mahomes just signed, as you know, the 10-year, $503 million deal.
Would you stop saying that, Chris?
Don't worry about Rob. I know you're obviously an opponent. You're trying to beat him, of course. But yeah. You've played 9 years already. You won't be around for his whole career, that whole contract. By the end of it, if he plays the next 12 years in Kansas City, how many Super Bowls do you think he'll win?
Really?
Yeah, will you relax, Rob? How many Super Bowls would you think he'll win before the end of that contract?
Ooh, I'll give him three.
Three more or three total?
I'll give him three more.
Wow, so four total. There you go.
And Chris is afraid to make a bet. He won't even bet.
Stop it, right?
I'm not going to say they're not getting them all in a row, but they'll be spread out.
You faced, all the best quarterbacks of the era. Where does he stack up? I know he's young. I'm not saying he's already an all-time great, but obviously he's got that potential. But where does he kind of stack up compared to what you've faced in your career?
Man, Tom Brady's always going to be the GOAT to me, man. Just the way he works with way lesser talented players than Mahomes has, other than Gronk or when he had Randy. But you got to keep it real. You got to keep it 100. Mahomes got a whole roster of athletes, of a full track team, that can all make plays. They can spread it around through probably a good 1 through 6 players, I don't think Brady ever had that talent, but with the talent that Mahomes got, it's going to be – he should be able to pass Brady, Manning, Drew Brees, and all the records that they have. He got the weapons, man.
Yeah, nah, he does. I think Rob is stunned. I don't know what he's going to say.
I'm not one of those guys. We've heard a lot. There's been a lot of great quarterbacks come along. It ain't as easy as people think it is. Chris thinks he's going to win,
Super Bowls. I said at least two more.
In the NFL, we've seen great quarterbacks. It's hard to win. And Tom Brady and the Patriots went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl, and people forget about that. It ain't that easy.
You don't forget about the six.
And, Chris, there's a lot of good young quarterbacks around as well. Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson.
Will you ask a question, Ron Parker?
There's a lot. Am I right? This is a lot of young guys out there.
I mean, there is a lot of great quarterbacks, but they don't have the weapons that Mahomes has. So you can find a lot of teams do got some couple weapons, but, I mean, with the amount of ammo that Mahomes has for his career, if they're able to keep them for that period, he definitely has more weapons than all those other quarterbacks.
Chris, last thing before we let you go, you mentioned Tom Brady, and that you're right. I mean, he hasn't had a ton of weapons outside of Gronk and, a few years with Randy. But now in Tampa Bay, he's got some weapons. Now, he's older. What do you expect from him now that that he really got some weapons from tight ends to receivers to throw to?
I think he definitely has a bounce back year. Just when you get a new start like me, you just feel refreshed, man. Just have a clear mind of peace. So I'm pretty sure he feels the same way as me, and he's probably excited. So I expect him to have a bounce back year, and especially with the weapons that he has, I see him definitely having a great year, especially Mike Evans.
That's Chris Harris Jr., the
Chris,
LA
they won't
Chargers.
Make the playoffs. Remember I told you this, Chris, that Tom Brady and the Bucks will go – this will be year 13 with no playoffs.
Hey, man, y'all just don't sleep on us, man. We're coming.
Y'all ready? Yeah, we know you got the defense, but y'all got they got to put some points.
I'm that's right, because you.
All right. Yeah. Hey, y'all, 2 years ago, y'all were to catch me out, to use Rob Parker's phrase. So we'll see if y'all have a bounce back year in the new stadium. That'll be good.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're going for, man.
All right, brother. Good luck and stay in that word, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm woke, Chris. I'm one of the ones that's woke out here.
All right, love it. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!